Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I'm Moroni Patla. Forward we go, you lucky fish. The song is playing for the second time, and when it started playing, I'm like, oh, how lucky can you get, my friend? But anyway, very good afternoon to you if you have just tuned in. My name is Lukom Kwedi Puti, and welcome to Friday's edition of Spectrum. And it is, of course, a Friday wrapping up yet another beautiful but very cold week, I must say. And around about now, I'm not flying solo starting this Friday. If you do your calculations well, you'll know what this Friday is. It's Leadership Friday. And this afternoon, once again, I'm joined by the greatest pair, dad and son. It's Dr. Johan Slabbert and Dr. Johannes van Staden Slabbert. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Luca.
Good afternoon, Luca.
How are you doing?
Luca, it's Friday afternoon. We've got the weekend ahead of us.
And you're looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, family time.
I don't know how true this is. Somebody once said, for us who look forward to the weekend, it means we are lazy. Because, you know, productive people look forward to the start of the week because they can... but listen, no. A weekend is a weekend.
No.
Well,
I think there has to be balance to
it. And if you, I understand, I agree with you, because if you think about it, a weekend is only 2 days. I mean, why are we complaining over 2 days when we are working the whole 5 days?
I only work for 3 or 4 days a week, so I mean, come on.
You know, exactly. I think, you know, just starting this afternoon off, I'm going to pose a question to you, Dr. van Staden Slabbert. I hope you're ready for this one. You know, the term global talent cliff has been gaining attention in leadership and business circles. What's the global talent cliff? Maybe bring us in on that. And why should South Africans be concerned about it?
Yeah, so look, the last time we spoke, we had a discussion about the demographic dividend, mm-hmm. right? Relating to the advantage that we get economically from the population being in a favorable position where we have more economically active people in the populace over and above the amount of dependent members that we have. So kids younger than 16, adults over the age of 65. So there's a big opportunity that we spoke about the previous time we were with you. But we are edging towards the wrong side of that curve already with this idea of the talent cliff that's looming at us. Mm. And the talent cliff refers to a sharp and sudden drop in the availability of talent, in the availability of skilled workers, in the availability of experienced workers, in the availability of leadership-ready workers across the world. And this is the result of several forces, you know, converging with one another all at the same point, you know, being the aging population of experienced professionals, rapid technological changes, the demands, that demands an entirely new skill set, and a global shortage of leaders who are equipped to operate in an increasingly complex and unpredictable world. So globally, the warning lights are flashing, and South Africa is not immune, unfortunately, as in most cases. In fact, in many ways, we are closer to the edge of this cliff than other countries. And it's because our country is facing the skills paradox, and I think we alluded to this in our previous conversation. Is that, you know, we have one of the highest youth unemployment rates in the world.
Sure.
But yet, at the same time, employers across industries struggle to find people with the right skills, mindsets, and adaptability that's needed. And then further than that, we're also seeing this idea of a brain drain, right, where skilled professionals and leaders immigrate, taking with them institutional knowledge that took decades to build.
Sure.
So it's a tough one. The fact that we have this large unemployment rate, but industry can't seem to utilize them in any way. So if we don't act now, this cliff is going to become a chasm, you know?
Sure.
And the result will be a shortage of leaders, shortage of technical experts, and this can cripple our economic competitiveness, you know? It can slow down innovation, can worsen social inequality, which is already a big thing for us in South Africa. So this is why understanding and addressing the talent cliff is, you know, it's not just a business priority. And I feel like all the topics that we discuss, you know, they all find their way back to sort of a social imperative, you know, and that's exactly what it is. It's an absolute national socio-economic imperative for us to invest.
Sure. As you're speaking, Dr. Johan, I'm actually thinking, so currently I'm enrolled also, I'm doing two things at the same time, but I'm also enrolled with the EBL Institute, and they're basically doing digital skills for businesses and whatnot. So I'm doing data analytics.
Yeah.
And I was watching, I was actually watching one of the students and past learners actually on one of the, I think it was a graduation ceremony. And they were excited to ply their trade abroad and the fact that, you know, their skills are applicable abroad as well. And I sat and thought to myself, that's good. That's great, because it also speaks of the standard of the education. But at the same time, are we not being equipped as South Africans to ply our trade and use these skills within the country? So as you're speaking, I'm thinking, you've got a point. It's almost as if everybody who feels skilled enough is like, let me pack my bags and go.
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. You know, So sort of the internal narrative that, you know, I've now paid my dues, and now I don't need to subject myself to this political system.
That's so true. Never thought of it that way, but that's so true.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, Dr. Slobbert, I think let me come to you. How does the global talent cliff impact South Africa's socio-political and economical spheres specifically?
Look, you know, it comes down to complexity again. You know, this is not a simple problem, but a complex one.
Mm.
You know, the impact of this challenge is multi-layered. We can start with a socio-political dimension, and maybe just talk around that point. Is when leadership pipelines dry up, meaning the supply of not trained up leaders, but individual with the potential of leadership.
Oh, okay.
when that dry up, we end up with people in positions of influence and authority who may not have the readiness or the resilience or the integrity to lead effectively and ethically. And this generally lead to poor governance in organizations, and we see this daily. Weakening public trust, and with it a leadership vacuum that opens the door for massive instability. So for young people, and this is where a large part of my concern lies, is this is the next upcoming generation. It sort of fuels a sense of exclusion, you know. They make sense of this lot through there's no space for me, which then erodes social cohesion. And it's something that we are so hungry for in this country. So economically, the talent cliff, you know, generally hits productivity, efficiencies and competitiveness hard, you know, organizational competitiveness. So without a steady flow of future-ready, not just leaders, but talent, companies will exponentially struggle more to adapt to the, you know, the high-tech or technological change of our time. They're definitely going to be preoccupied with the wrong issues, meaning that they're going to miss new opportunities, and they're definitely not going to have the capacity to respond to disruption, which nowadays is about the only constant. So this directly affects, you know, organizational growth, investment, and job creation, with the emphasis on the latter. For example, you know, the manufacturing and tech sectors are already feeling the crash. They need leaders, or we're hungry for leaders who can both understand the technology and lead people through change. And those leaders are in short supply. And maybe just to share a little bit of stats with yourself and with the listeners. You know, currently, globally, we are sitting with about 40% of vacant positions for sales individuals.
Sure.
So 40% of global vacant positions are not being filled as we speak now. Now, that says something, because I mean, your sales individuals as revenue generators are key to the organization's sustainability. Now, if we are globally sitting with 40% of all advertised positions cannot be filled because we can't find the talent or people with the basic, the basic ability to be developed into that talent, we are sitting with a major crisis already looming. Now, the other interesting thing is, remember we spoke about resilience and spiritual resilience and emotional resilience and why the vertical development and soul-centered identity development is so important. We are looking at the remaining, let's say about 50% is what my research is showing now, 50 to 60% of all sales individuals in positions right now will all suffer either burnout or general anxiety disorders within the next 12 months.
Because the workload is just a lot.
The uncertainty is just too high. And you need specific organizational cultures to address that. And then your leadership, which drives the organizational culture, is key. But if we are sitting with, and I'm actually preparing an article for one of the major universities on this subject, if we're already sitting with 40% of all sales positions vacant in the world that cannot be filled, it's a wake-up call. And if we then say that 50 to 60% of those in sales positions, and I come back to sales because they're at the top of the income statement, if all those 50 to 60% are facing burnout and general anxiety disorder within the next 12 months, we don't have a small problem. And it's really time that, you know, we... that we really start separating the bark from the tree here, and really move from lip service into action. It is at the end of the day, we need the economy to grow. Without people, we can't grow the economy. If you do not have talent to be employed in businesses, we are heading one way. It is something that needs to be in the spotlight, and it needs to get a load of attention. I know that Europe at this stage, there's a couple of major universities in Europe that is literally built brand new faculties for talent management. Because all over they realize that this is a problem. And what worries me is that, you know, as South Africa, we're just a little bit slow off the takeoff. And as what Johannes just rightly said, we are sitting with this huge opportunity of enough young people, but we're not capitalizing on it. And you know, politically, this lack of leadership, this gap, puts an immense amount of pressure on institutions, whether it's nonprofits or whether it's corporate or whether it's small or medium-sized organizations. If decision makers don't have the capability or the courage to think long term, we generally get short term fixes instead of sustainable solutions.
Yeah, true.
Now, you know, it's enough with taking, you know, a tablet for the headache. It's now important that we start finding the root cause of the headache.
Yeah, yeah.
It is really time for us to start showing up for, you know, for our young people, the next generation, because we owe it to them.
Yeah.
And the short-term fixes, it doesn't just impact investor confidence, but also holds back the reforms that is so needed to build an inclusive and resilient economy. Mm. So, in short, the global talent cliff is not just a corporate issue. It's a national and an international resilience issue. If we don't have leaders now with the right skill and mindset and let's call it soul set, our social, political stability and economic future are both at huge risk.
Sure. Yeah, that's a mouthful, I must say. Now, I think let me go back to Dr. Van Staden-Slabbert. What is Pentagon doing then to help bridge this gap and ensure that South Africa has future-ready leaders? Because I like something that Dr. Slabbert said. He said it doesn't really help treating the symptoms. Let's go to the cause, you know. Yeah. And I think that's what we want. We want a solution. It's all good and well that we're going to say, hey, we're going in a decline right now. But I want to believe with all my heart that at Pentagon, there's a solution for that.
Oh, most definitely. So we've spoken about this in our previous sessions as well. But you know, at Pentagon, our mission is to prepare leaders for exactly this moment, this point where traditional leadership can no longer work, and the world demands a new caliber of leader. And we can do this by addressing the talent cliff through a blended approach that develops the leaders both what we refer to as horizontally and vertically. Now, we've spoken about this before, but maybe just to recap, horizontal development gives leaders the skill set, right? Uh-huh. The skills that they need to operate, business management, finance, marketing, project management, customer relations, all the book smarts. But we know that skills alone is not enough, right?
True.
The real differentiator is the vertical development, shaping how leaders think, knowing when to apply those skills effectively and ethically, how they interpret challenges, and how adaptable, self-aware, and values-driven they are. So that's why our programs, like our Applied Leadership and Management Development Program, for argument's sake, integrate tools like Enneagram coaching models, transpersonal coaching interventions. And these are not just abstract theories. They are immersive experiences that expands a leader's worldview, strengthens their emotional and spiritual resilience, and prepares them to navigate complexity. You know, look, at the end of the day, you can have all the book smarts in the world.
Yep.
But if you're going to get rattled, if your environment starts crumbling, then no book smart is going to get you to keep the train on the track.
Yeah.
And this is the sort of new caliber leader that we need to face this talent cliff.
Mm.
We also look at futures and foresight thinking, you know, training leaders to anticipate change, scenario planning, making decisions that are both courageous. I want to say that sort of shoots from the hip from time to time and comes from a point of self-awareness and self-belief, but that's integrated with strategic thoughts, knowing modeling systems, et cetera. So we design our learning journeys to be deeply personal. Each participant walks away not just with more book smarts, but hopefully with a bit more street smarts. with a transformed sense of purpose and capability and resilience. To keep on keeping on, even though the environment around you is crumbling, you have the capacity to keep on keeping on. So ultimately, Pentagon's role is to ensure that when the rest of the world is stepping off the talent cliff, we can try and attempt to keep South Africa stepping onto a leadership bridge. But at the end of the day, we can make strides in this, but we can't do it alone. It's a call to action for all companies, communities, and individuals out there to invest in the development of our leaders who are ready for the future where we are already entering.
You know, as you're speaking, Dr. Van Staden-Slabbert, I'm actually thinking, where did this all begin? Because you speak the same language as Daddy, and you guys are just, I haven't proven the street smart part yet, but are very book smart both of you, and I'm like, how does one inherit such brains?
Do I speak like that in your say?
Of course. But listen, you're wise like daddy. Does that make a difference?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Look, you know what? You know what I think, and this is where the entire burst behind Pentagon started. It didn't start out of a book.
Yeah.
It started out of practical experience, being in a C-suite, being on a board of directors, seeing how the world is crumbling around the poor leaders, and leaders are given such a bad rap, but we're not training and developing them effectively.
Mm.
And I think this is where it all started. It didn't start out of a book. It started out of practicality.
Is it fair to actually say you grew and also learned and got inspired by Dr. Slubbert, and you thought, hey, the leader stood out, and so I've got to go and lead myself?
Exactly. So I followed daddy there.
I love that. Now I can prove not only are you book smart, you're street smart, because you know what's going to happen at the end of this call. Gentlemen, thank you so much for this chat. I must say, the more I have these conversations with you, the more I remember my mom's words. I think I once shared them with you guys. She'd always say, my twin brother's book smart, but the brain for nature and being street smart is not really there. And so the more you guys speak, the more you guys speak, the more I'm like, yeah, my friend, no, definitely. Mom was right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Luca. You too, man.
Thank you so much, Luca.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM. Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. From your ear, to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM. For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.